a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the South Dakota Senate. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is the son of Fern Armstrong, Reverend John Armstrong, Oahe Presbyterian. Hello, Fern. And we also have our pages of the day, Brindley Olson from Whitewood and Marie Zander from the great city of Pierre, leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for giving us the blessings of another day. We pray your blessings on the members of this Senate as they set about doing the important work that faces them. Help them to make wise decisions with high hopes for a better future for our state. In your strength, give them courage to make the sometimes difficult choices that must be made. May your blessings be present throughout this day. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heinert, Holine, Hunoff, Jensen, Lederman, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rave, Rush, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 16th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Brown, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll pause and welcome everyone who's watching over the internet live stream or listening, and especially want to thank you who are visiting your state capitol today, and especially the Senate. Let us all welcome, on behalf of Senator Jim Bradford, the Pine Ridge wrestling team and their coaches, Dave Machado and Tom Jacobs. Hey, men, stand up. And we're privileged to have dedicating his day today, volunteering, taking care of us, Dr. Benjamin Aker. Dr. Aker is from Brandon, but he's an emergency department physician at Avera Sacred Heart. And if I'm correct, doctor, I think last year you were here and actually saved a life and helped a lot of people. But I'm just so grateful that you're taking the time here, and we want to thank you for being our doctor of the day. I know we're keeping you busy today, so thank you, doctor. Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to welcome and introduce my wife, Carol, my wife of 26 years that was able to come to the Capitol today as we head on to Sioux Falls for some gymnastics today. But it's not often that she's able to get out of work and come visit us and then still have the challenge of taking care of our kids at home. So thank you for being here.
Welcome, Carol. Good to see you. So, Senator Solano, are you on your events are what, the balance beam, or?
Yeah, as long as it's about a 24-inch wide.
I'm with you on that. Any other personal privileges? Okay, we'll go through our business. A lot of this is housekeeping, and then we'll celebrate our pages. Communications and petitions.
The Honorable Matt Michaels, President of the Senate. Dear President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Section 42-7A-17 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Roger P. Novotny, Stanley County, Fort Pierce, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 1, 2018. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
President Pro Tem Brown refers this appointment or reappointment to the Committee on Commerce for consideration of advice and consent. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Enrolling and Engrossing has carefully compared Senate Bill 12 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Also, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 23 and 36 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:23 a.m. February 6, 2015. Senator Brown, Chair. And the Committee on Local Government reports that it has had under consideration House Bills 1071 and 1104 and recommends do pass consent calendar. Senator Ewing, Chair. The Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 160, which was tabled, and Senate Bill 107 and recommends do pass consent calendar. Senator Valley, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 110 and 172 and recommends do pass, and Senate Bills 91 and 92 and recommends do pass amended. Senator Peters, Chair. And finally, the Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 136 and recommends do pass. Senator Monroe, Chair.
Messages, ma'am.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1083, 1096, 1101, 1102, 1124, 1130, 1132, 1134, 1150, and 1151, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bill 1026. And finally, I have the honor to return herewith Senate Bill 12, which has passed the House without change. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Okay, at this time, we have motions and resolutions.
Senator Holeen moves that Senate page resolution number 2 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Holeen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know I speak on behalf of my colleagues when I say that one of the great perks of this job is to have the pages here. Now, I don't mean that by saying that you help us pass out amendments or you get us sodas or something like that. Really, the perk is to come and see your faces, see your smiles and your enthusiasm, and just see what a great crop of young people we have in this state. And it reminds us who we're working for out here, because we're trying very hard up here to pass along a better world for you. But quite honestly, this group of pages talking with you, you're going to make this world a much better place. Just hearing your plans for the future is just incredibly heartening, and it's just great for all of us. Looking for something special to say about this crew, I went to an expert. That is my son, Gabriel, who, as you know, was here last week with you. And I asked him for his comment, and he said, all of you have excellent taste in literature because you liked his stories about the end of the world. And he said that the female pages were particularly receptive to his flirtatious ways, and that the boys, while very nice, were nowhere near him. I think his words were, they ate my dust when it came to flirting. But but I wanted to very much thank you. And you make our job so much better just by being who you are. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Frerichs, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. President, and certainly echo the comments from my good friend and senator from Watertown. Thank you to the pages for your enthusiasm for the task that we as duly elected members of the legislature ask of you to help us make the process run smoothly. I know I can say this for each of you, and the good senator mentioned it. Just simply a smile that you enjoy what you're doing is very key to this task. And all of you, and I mean that, each and every one of you have enjoyed the job that you've performed for us. So we're kind of sad to see you take off and leave. Yes, it's 2 weeks, and I'm sure you have some homework and plenty of catching up to do with the friends back home. But I know from my experience, having served as a page and with our esteemed president of the Senate over in that other chamber, though, at the time, I have some of my best friends still to this day from the experience. And so I hope that you will stay in touch with your fellow pages, stay in touch with us, because it sure made it very easy and smooth for my transition to go from having been a page and then later on in life being an elected member of the legislature. So please let us know where we can help you out. As I told Jason, I said, put me to work. Because he's from up in my country, and I also know that his dad's a good combine mechanic, so you know it kind of works both ways. But thank you very much, and please let us know where we can help you in the future. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Frerichs, very much. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Holdings' motion that the Senate page resolution 2 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Please call the roll, Madam Secretary.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Okay.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl excused. Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson? Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
And White? Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Senate page resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of all of us in the Senate to Tia and Claire, Amanda, Jason, Connor, Rachel, Sentel, Seth, Brinley, Emily, Cheyenne, Veronica, Katie, and Marie. Having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Come on down and stand in front so we can all applaud you. Okay, we'll move along with consideration of committee reports, please.
Senator Rave moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Ag and Natural Resources on House Bill 1055, as found on page 298 of the Senate Journal, also Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 118, as found on page 300 of the Senate Journal, Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 120, as found on page 298 of the Senate Journal, Education on Senate Bill 86, as found on page 296 of the Senate Journal, and finally, Retirement Laws on Senate Bill 168, as found on page 296 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills, please.
The President declared that Senate Bill 164 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B 1.1.
Senate Bill 192 is assigned by the President Pro Tem to Judiciary, and Senate Bill 193 has been assigned to Appropriations for hearing. First reading of House bills. We need to do this in open session. Please proceed.
House Bill 1083, an act to require reimbursement to certain entities for fire suppression and extinguishment cost. House Bill 1096, an act to revise certain procedures for issuing a permit to carry a concealed pistol. House Bill 1101, an act to ensure local control over curriculum and methods of instruction. 1102, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of licensing massage therapists. 1124, an act to authorize motor vehicles to exceed the posted speed limit under certain conditions. 1130, an act to prohibit an abortion provider from accepting payment for an abortion prior to the end of the required informed consent period. 1132, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the titling of motor vehicles, boats, mobile homes, and manufactured homes, and the issuance of temporary permits by licensed dealers. 1134, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the expungement of arrest records. 1150, an act to provide for the annual adjustment of the salary of legislators. And finally, House Bill 1151, an act to improve public safety through confidential stress management services for emergency service providers.
House Bill 1132 is assigned to Commerce, 1101 Education, 1102, 1130, 1151 Health and Human Services, Judiciary 1096, 1134, Local Government 1083 and 1150, and Transportation 1124. Our consent calendar.
The Center proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Patricia Whitehorse Sarda, Charles Mix County, Wagner, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles as found on page 45 of the Senate Journal.
Consent calendar is our efficient calendar. Debate is not allowed unless it's requested by a senator, and that would be taken up on Monday. And this is on our consent calendar for appointment for Patricia Whitehorse Sarda. Are there, for the Board of Pardons and Paroles, are there any questions on advice and consent? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Patricia Whitehorse Sarda to the Board of Pardons and Paroles? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl? Excused. Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
And White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Patricia Whitehorse Sarda to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and that appointment is so confirmed. On to consent calendar for bills, please.
Senator Peters requests that Senate Bill 124 be removed from the consent calendar. Senate Bill 125, an act to revise the minimum suspension requirements for students participating in extracurricular activities. Senate Bill 97, an act to revise the allowable penalties for a person admitted to drug court. House Bill 1007, an act to revise and update certain provisions relating to the South Dakota retirement system. House Bill 1008, an act to provide for a consistent refund methodology for members of the South Dakota retirement system and their beneficiaries. House Bill 1009, an act to limit the recovery of certain overpayments made by the South Dakota retirement system. House Bill 1010, an act to revise certain provisions relating to disability and surviving spouse benefits for members of the South Dakota retirement system. 1011, an act to provide for automatic increases in the accounts of automatically enrolled participants of the Deferred Compensation Plan of the South Dakota Retirement System. 1053, an act to repeal and revise certain outdated provisions related to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And finally, House Bill 1054, an act to revise certain record-keeping and inspection requirements for fur dealers.
Senate Bill 125 and 97 and House Bills 1007, 1008, 1009, 1010, 1011, 1053, and 1054, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Any questions by any of the senators on any of these bills? Hearing no questions, question before the Senate, therefore, is final passage of Senate Bill 125 and 97 and House Bills 1007, 1008, 1009, 1010, 1011, 1053, and 1054. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly. Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hanoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl excused. Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Bailey.
Aye.
And White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Senate Bill 125 and 97 and House Bills 1007, 1008, 1009, 1010, 1011, and 1053 and 1054, having received majority vote of the members elect, are all hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Titles are approved.
Senator Rave moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Monday, February 9th, the 18th legislative day.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Just stand by. Sit down. Sit. Sit.
Just broke the gavel.
Okay, do I have any bills to sign? Okay, we'll do that right before adjournment. So we'll do announcements. I'm sorry, Senator Ewing.
Just a reminder of Senate local government when we return next Monday, room 412, 7:45 a.m.
Thank you. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Wow.
Let me try this in just a second.
Oh, no problem. Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be no Senate Transportation Committee meeting at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. You got Scott free in the morning. Thank you.
We don't know anybody by that name, but it's okay. I'm sure he's a fine, fine man, Mr. Scott Free. Go ahead, Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll have Health and Human Services Committee at 10 o'clock on Monday. We have a couple bills to take a look at. It should be interesting.
Senator Soholt, you look very red today. That's very good.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's why I rise, because the Senate is looking very spectacular in support and awareness of heart disease. And so in adjournment, if everybody would just quickly walk to the center, we're going to take a quick picture of how fabulous the Senate looks.
Okay. Any other announcements, Senator Monroe? Welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll do this again.
Okay.
Senate Taxation Committee, Monday, no meeting. So whoever's on transportation and taxation gets the whole morning off to study bills.
Wow, any committee starting with T is not having a meeting. Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. That would go along with the theme. State Affairs, which starts with an S, is having a meeting on Monday, 10 o'clock, State Affairs.
President signing an act to allow the spouse of an active duty military person to qualify as a resident for temporary permit to carry a concealed pistol. That is Senate Bill 12. President signing an act to repeal certain obsolete and unnecessary statutes relating to the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, House Bill 1014. President signing an act to repeal an outdated and obsolete provision related to transferring cases from inferior courts to circuit courts, House Bill 1061. President signing an act to revise certain provisions related to jury selection, 1062. And the President signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to voting trusts and agreements, 1065. Okay, Madam Secretary.
Senator Sutton moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.